Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend John Warlow back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. John's a friend of mine, an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He is living the American dream. He built a business, made it successful, made it so successful other people wanted it more than he did, and they bought it from him. And now he's teaching people like you and me how to learn from his experience. He's written a book called Built to Sell, which we've told you about before. And I think it's about to be re-released. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. John Warlow, I think he's joining us from France. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I got to say, Van Halen Jump takes me back to high school dance when I met my wife. So you picked a perfect intro song.
Hey, listen, we have all kinds of serious programming value here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We do our homework here, John. We knew all that. Hey, John, it's good to have you. Now you're in France, right?
I am.
Yeah. Tell us what part of France.
We're down in the south of France, a place called Aix-en-Provence, which is just down. It's about 7 hours south of Paris, but it's down close to the bottom of France, actually.
Right. How far are you from Nice?
We're just west of Nice.
Yeah.
So about an hour and a half west.
Oh,
of
yeah,
Nice,
yeah. I've been to that part of the world before. How are you enjoying being in France? Living in France?
It's fun. It's great. We've got two young kids, so we put them in school over here. And I'm a fat, lazy triathlete, so I'm trying to get stronger and thinner. But it's a lot of work with all the good food over here.
I can imagine. Good. Hey, John, congratulations on your book, and on, I think it's being re-released, is that right?
Yeah, so the second edition's coming out today, actually. It's the first day it's out, and really the idea behind the book is, how do you build a company that's not dependent on you personally, which was the first edition. The second edition, the feedback I got from folks was, hey, I like this. I wrote it in a parable format, like the E-Myth. I don't know if you're probably familiar with that book.
Right.
And a lot of people came back and said, love the parable, but we want to hear the war stories. We want to hear some of your own kind of advice or whatever. So I put an implementation guide in the back, which is just some of my own stories and lessons learned the hard way from building and exiting four companies. So that's really the intent behind the second edition.
Well, one of the things we've talked about on this show more as much as anything else in 13 and a half years is how to get your business ready to be sold. And I'm not talking about selling it, starting this month and selling it next month. I'm talking, maybe even as far down the road as 10 years or even more. But to learn how to operate your business, how to build it so that that as you said, it's not as dependent on you every moment of your life. And if you got ready to sell it, it actually could function if you exited, which is what you have done. And so what's the best advice you could give people right now?
Well, I think number one is to build a company to sell it. And I think that so many people, the business is so highly dependent on themselves. And a lot of us, when we get into business, we focus always on the profit and loss statement. But actually, there's another statement that is probably even more important, and that's the value statement. Well, how much is your business worth? And if it's dependent on you personally, it's not worth very much to somebody else. Of course, you ride off into the sunset and your business falls apart.
Right.
There's really no business. And the other reason to build the sell, by the way, has nothing to do with actually exiting. It's everything to do with actually scaling up your company. Because if your business is dependent on you personally and there's only 24 hours in the day, it's going to reach a ceiling beyond which you can't grow it. For me, that happened. We hit $3.5 million in sales in my last company, and we just couldn't get beyond that for three consecutive years. And until I kind of made some of the changes, it just wasn't something that we could get beyond. So I had to put all these changes in place to be able to scale it up.
Well, and of course, one of the things that is important for you and me to recognize, John, is that some people don't want to sell their business. They like operating their business. They like growing it. It's not that they don't want to grow it. It's just that they like doing what they do. And so, you know, you and neither you or I are saying, you know, you should be building your business with the intent to sell. However, we are all going to exit the business one way or the other eventually. And so I think it's important for us, you know, even if we want to operate our business as long as we live and are able to, it also, I know how small business owners feel about their organization and their people. You also want to run your business so that you can leave something behind, right?
That's right. You want a legacy. For most people, they want to know that their business will continue after they're gone, that they've done something. You know, we spend 20, 30 years of our lives, you know, in our careers, and I think a lot of us, you know, want to feel like we've contributed something to the world, that there is, you know, there's some longevity to what we've created. And you know, you're absolutely right. I think if you surveyed 100 people listening to this right now, owning businesses, I bet you'd hear a lot of folks say, yeah, I'd like to maybe sell one day, maybe 4 or 5 years from now, but, you know, not today. And I think that's very common. And I think that while very few people want to sell their business right now, I think virtually everyone wants to know that they could sell.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. If they just, you know, wanted to take a break, if they wanted to retire, if they wanted to do some traveling. I think that's really the difference. Not do you want to sell, but do you want to own a business that you could sell when the time's right for you?
Ironically, John, the people who are in that category that don't want to sell are probably the ones who could sell their business because they love it so much. They're operating it and doing such a good job and growing it, and they're so committed to it. Those are the companies that probably are sellable. And the irony is the people who want to sell their business, many of them, way too many of them, have an inflated idea about what their business is worth, that value statement that you said. They don't really know that, you know, if you ask them, how you want to sell your business, how much you want for it? Oh, $1 million. You know, or so I don't know how many times I've heard them say that, and there's no basis for what they said, you know.
Yeah, it's just a nice round number.
Yeah. So that is the irony. Yeah. John, tell us where the book's available, please.
It's available everywhere today. Amazon is probably the fastest, easiest way to get it, but in bookstores as well, you know, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books, you can get it.
Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You is the title of the second edition. And we're going to be right back with John Warlow. We're going to get into some weeds. We're going to get over into the details and get John to tell us about his... Actually, I'm going to ask him for the recipe for his special sauce for building and selling a business. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on, John, and he was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.